You're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, here in the liberal land of long beards, lattes, and lutefisk. And now here are your hosts, Doug Padgett, Brett Johnson, and Hunter Hawes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Doug Padgett in today, and I'm actually on site over at Better Futures Minnesota. Now, you folks have been hearing about Better Futures Minnesota here on the station for the last number of probably weeks. Sometimes you'll hear the regular old commercials and all. But I'm over here at their warehouse, at their office. I'm sitting here with Jason. Jason, tell us what you do here, and then tell us all the good work that they do at Better Futures.
Sure, Doug. My name is Jason Allen. I am the retail manager of our warehouse, and the good work that you allude to is we have a social enterprise that comprises of five different business lines. Property maintenance, janitorial services, appliance recycling, home deconstruction, as well as retail. And so through the home deconstruction, property owners will donate, make a charitable contribution of the reclaimed building materials, and we sell them here in the warehouse.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And this is such a sophisticated setting here, actually, because you help men who've been incarcerated. That's part of the work that you're doing.
Correct. We'll
talk about that in a bit. So some of the people you're employing. But then you're also have these business lines, capturing up houses that are going to be taken down or things that need to be recycled or running some businesses. Give us a little bit of the history for Better Futures Minnesota. How did it come into being?
So Better Futures was founded by Steve Thomas approximately 12 years ago. And as you talked about the men that we serve, we work with men who have been previously incarcerated. Average term of incarceration is about 12 years. I think most of our, the average number of felonies for our men is 3. And most of our men have been chronic homeless, and that means they haven't had a lease or a mortgage in their name. And so we help these men through a few different avenues. One is to, on one side of the fence, we do life skills coaching with the men and help them get that piece in order. And the second piece is we employ them through our business lines. And so we help develop work stamina. We help give them some skills that are going to be transferable and help position the men so they can transition out of our model into permanent employment.
Yeah. So how many men are you working with at a time?
It varies. I think currently we have about 28 men in our model. Yeah, and so they're employed throughout the five business lines. So when someone comes into to our warehouse, when they buy stuff in the warehouse, it does one of two things. It helps fund the operations of Better Futures Minnesota, but it also employs the men that work in our business line.
Now that's a really creative way to put together a nonprofit organization. That obviously people make donations,
correct?
Organizations, foundations, and all. But you also have some business lines that are happening. So I know in a bit we're gonna hear from Alex, and he works in the part of the business where they reclaim homes and deconstruct them,
correct.
And take the pieces out and then sell them here in the warehouse. Part of the reason we're talking about this now is we want people to adjust their schedules for next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, Memorial Day weekend Saturday, to come over and to see the warehouse, to buy some of the things in the warehouse. We were out there walking a bit ago. There's really beautiful appliances that have been taken out of previously owned places. There are, there's a claw. What's it called?
Clawfoot tub.
Clawfoot tub that is just spectacular. I nearly climbed into it. Oh, I mean, sexy is the right word for
it's
that.
It's a very sexy tub.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've never felt such things looking at a bathtub. It's it's really great what's in the warehouse. We hope people will come out and they'll meet you all and see what you're doing. But you're trying to run a business as well as help the men.
Correct.
That's a really smart way to do it.
It is, because one of the things as a nonprofit, what it allows us to do is try to self-sustain. Because in the world of nonprofits, many nonprofits are seeking grants from the same sources.
Yeah.
And so it's to help minimize that need, the business lines, again, help help run the administrative side of the organization.
Well, and one of the reasons we want to put a focus on this, people want them to go to betterfuturesminnesota.org, look at the website, see all the things you do. I'm intrigued by the what would you call it, the services side, where there's janitorial services and outdoor
property maintenance.
Like I saw a bunch of snow blowers and lawnmowers and stuff out there.
Hopefully, we won't need to use the snow blowers for a while. But yes, so the property maintenance, we do lawn care and snow removal in the winters
for commercial
yep.
buildings.
Our clients are commercial. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's really an encouraging way to think about nonprofit organizations and these men in particular. Chronic homelessness and criminal history tend to go together in this country and in this state, and that almost feels like it's on purpose to some of us, right, who try to work in these areas. Do you feel like it's getting any better? Do you feel like we're getting somewhere in our society where a person who has a criminal record is not... it's not a death sentence for their housing possibilities and for employment possibilities?
It's definitely still a challenge. I think that we're moving in the right direction. I think any progress we make is definitely going to be viewed as a positive.
Sure.
But I see it every day with the men that I work with. It is definitely a hurdle. And unfortunately, again, like you said, it's one of those things where... it's an additional sentence that's imposed upon them even after they've already paid their debt to society.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, I mean, it, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, so I won't go into it now, but just one comment that even in the U.S. Constitution that it treats criminals as if they're slaves. The 13th Amendment has an exception clause, which is unless you've been convicted of a crime. So it really treats people as not full citizens, even if they've fulfilled their sentence that was given to them. The men that you're working with here, you're having to develop skills and that kind of work, and there'll be some other segments I know that your organization here is going to do on AM 950. But you talk a little bit about that there's a community meeting for the men that's going to be happening tonight. Can you just give a word or two about the kind of community that you're forming here for them?
So everything that we do here is really centered around community and team and group. And so... before I get into community, even doing the work that we do with the men outside in our business lines, the men work in groups and develop that teamwork and collaborative growth working with someone else. But every Friday, the men have what is referred to as community, and it's their opportunity to talk about things in their life and challenges that they've had. And developing ways to move forward, and they do it in a community.
So the kind of work that's going on here, if somebody wanted to be a funder, if they wanted to personally contribute, if they wanted to buy a stove for their house, if they wanted to hire a service or something, this is all available here.
Yes.
And when they come on next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, if they come to the open house, who will they meet? What are they going to see?
So we are still fleshing that out, but it's gonna be a lot of fun. So what we're looking at doing is creating a customer appreciation day, because our customers, they're like extended family. I mean, we get to know them. People are always working on projects around their homes, and they come here for those building materials, and they get to talk to us about the projects and things that they have ideas of working on. And so it's our way of saying thank you to the customers that support Better Futures, for them to see the friends that they've made being the men that work in our warehouse. So when you come down next Saturday, you'll have an opportunity to meet myself, as well as the other participants in our program that they're just great. They're great people.
Yeah, and a lot of people they don't know a felon, right? And that's a whole category in our world, right? Like somebody's a criminal, and we do this thing in our minds, and we speak about people as if they're now a categorically different human being than others. And I know a lot of felons. I've spent time with them. They're people.
They are. Right? They are. They're some people. And we have a few. They're very funny people. I mean,
They're survivors in so many ways, at so many levels.
Yeah, I mean, they're compassionate people. I mean, they're people. They're just like us.
Yeah, yeah, they're just like us. All right, so Brad from Robbinsdale has a question. Because of how we're set up here, I'm going to hear the question. I'm going to ask it to you. People on air are going to hear
okay.
it. So, hey, Brad, what's your question for
Disney?
I was curious.
You know, I know a guy. I'm 63 years old. He got a felony when he was 21, and that was a nonviolent drug charge. And that guy's been dogged all of his life because of that. And I do not think that's fair, and it should not be a life sentence when you have a felony. So I'll just hang up and see how you answer that, because people need to be able to get out from under this stuff. They might make mistakes when they're young, but hey, come on. 40 years later?
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it. Jason, Brad is saying he knows somebody who was convicted of a drug crime 30 years ago, and it still hangs over him.
Oh.
Do you have a sense of what people are doing to get out from under that, or is there any way that people can get out from under it? Or
There are ways. Unfortunately, that's not my arena, so I would not even know which direction to point Brad's friend in. Yeah. But it's one of those things where, again, as we talked about, that sentence that hangs over them.
Yeah.
You know, the ways that it needs to be better ways.
Yeah.
And they need to be more expeditious in terms of getting those things done quicker.
That's great. Okay, let's try a Hey Jeff, we're going to try a question from you too, and I'm going to just change one thing here, Brett. So I hope that it works out right. But hey Jeff, what's your thought?
Well, I want to say what a great service you're providing, especially I went to All Square in South Minneapolis, and that's a great restaurant for people that have done their time, you know, and it doesn't make them bad people. I mean, they're getting back into society, and I think it's great. What I want to talk about is I think you're onto something with providing, lawn service or snow removal, especially during the wintertime. Now, I'm planning on being a snowbird, and Minneapolis has a very stringent keeping your sidewalk shoveled after a snow event, and I would be all for using your service, knowing that it would be done right, and I wouldn't have to worry about it if I was down in sunny Phoenix to do like snow removal, or even just we're getting a little older here in South Minneapolis, and it would be great to have that service for some of the elderly that can't get out and shovel their sidewalks, and I just want to hear your feedback on that.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. So what about that? Are you ever going to get into the residential side for those who are out of town?
We have definitely discussed it. It's not off the table. This past winter was so crazy that we are still like spinning our heads from having to mobilize to service the accounts that we had.
I see. You got in a little deep. Huh?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So I think in order to get to residential, we probably have to grow the number of people that we have participating in our model.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Jason. We're going to be back here after the break. You listen to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee coming to you from Better Futures, Minnesota, over here at their offices and warehouse. We invite you to come a week from Saturday for their open house here. So stick with us over the break on AM 950 Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Chad Larson, owner of AM 950. You are listening to Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Mark your calendars to attend the second annual Powderhorn Shark Tank Small Business Competition for makers, hustlers, and entrepreneurs Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. As one of the Twin Cities' most refreshing and authentic community-centered small business competitions, this event will feature live pitches from 13 finalists who offer a wide range of products and services. Six winners will be chosen by a phenomenal panel of judges and will receive thousands of dollars in cash prizes. Held in the heart of South Minneapolis at the Powderhorn Recreation Center, located at 3400 South 15th Avenue. This is a family-friendly event you don't want to miss. The Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association is the proud host of this event, which is made possible in part by the generous support of several lead sponsors, including U.S. Bank, the Seward Community Co-op, and the Midtown Global Market. Learn more at www.ppna.org. See you all on May 18th.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Visit the wine bar at Cafe Latte and enjoy a unique handcrafted pizza and glass of wine. The perfect place for an intimate night or an evening with friends. Choices range from spicy Italian sausage and sweet roasted peppers to the one-of-a-kind nacho chicken pizza layered with blue corn tortilla chips. The approachable wine list offers over 30 by the glass with special emphasis on wines from Washington State. End your night with one of Cafe Latte's melt-in-your-mouth desserts. 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul.
I'm Connie Buehr, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. Join us next week as we explore the many facets of mental health and begin to remove the stigma surrounding it. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
Humans, this is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio, and you are listening to Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950.
Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Doug Padgett in. I'm over here at Better Futures Minnesota today, and a week from tomorrow, I want you to come join me over here at Better Futures. They are going to have an open house, kind of a customer appreciation open house and shopping fair, I guess, for people who want to shop.
Yes.
Okay, so years ago, I knew about something called the Reuse Center. It was over off of Hiawatha, I think, and Lake Street. Mm-hmm. And that's been gone for quite a while. And what you all do here at the Reuse Warehouse is something to the end user can feel fairly similar, like it's a chance to buy old products or reused pieces. So you're buying some recycling if you're looking for a stove or something like that. Talk a bit about what we're going to see in that warehouse when people show up here a week from tomorrow.
So in the warehouse, some of the stuff that we have are reclaimed previously used appliances, refrigerators, stoves, microwaves, light fixtures, cabinetry, flooring. The thing that's really unique about Better Futures Reuse Warehouse is the reclaimed lumber and flooring. Mm-hmm. We have flooring that's over 100 years old.
Wow. And
so someone who has an older home that wants to retain the integrity of that home, it's very hard for them to go to one of the big box retailers and find old growth flooring. It's a little bit different. And so we are able to meet that need. We also have some reclaimed lumber. There's a couple of interesting lots of lumber that we have. We have some wood that was used on a home, on the roof on a home in Marina on St. Croix that was built in 1856, so that's 2 years prior to Minnesota statehood.
Yeah.
So we have wood that's older old. Than Minnesota. It's older than Minnesota. We've got some old wood. We have some wood that was came out of a home that was built in 1908 in St. Paul, near and dear to me. That's where I grew up. It's just neat stuff.
Stuff
you just can't find.
So people that are remodeling their home should think about it.
Correct.
People that just like cool old stuff is
correct.
What I was thinking when I was walking around out there. Like, it's kind of fun. But then also you told me out in the warehouse stories about artists.
Correct.
And people, craft makers, and people that want, you know, they may not need to re-roof their house, but they might want to make something vintage in their house, and they want to use an older appliance or an older...
Exactly. And so to that, there have been a few transactions that I was a part of that very thing happened. We had a stove that was from 1950 that still worked. A woman came in and just loved this. I mean, she's like, this is going to be perfect in my house. And so she's got a stove from 1950s. I mean, she's like, my grandmother had a stove like this when I grew up. I mean, it was just...
I'm sort of hoping it was a pink front
right?
of that
I mean,
thing
it,
in my
I,
mind.
Yeah, it was like eggshell blue, I do believe.
Oh, wow.
And then We have makers, people who make things. There's a guy that comes in and he makes, his medium that he works with is stainless steel, and he fabricates shapes of the state of Minnesota and adheres them to wood, and so wood is kind of like the frame for this piece.
Yeah.
And he has bought barn wood from us. He bought some of the 1856 wood from us. Wow. So crafters and makers are able to come in and find little things that are able to work, you know, into what they do.
Now, what we're going to hear from Alex in a bit, and he's going to talk about where some of that comes from the deconstruction of houses. So we'll hear about that part of the process here in a minute. But what if people just have a stove in their house they're getting rid of, or they're just remodeling their own kitchen? Is this a place? Is this like the Goodwill that you could bring a stove, or how should people think about
definitely
the items
definitely
they have?
So one of the things about Better Futures, we've touched on the men that we serve, but we also want to be environmental stewards. So we want to try and keep as much as we can out of the landfill. So if you have gently used appliances, 8 years or newer, we'd greatly appreciate taking them in. If they're older than 8 years, that's not to say that we won't take them. We have an appliance recycling department that we can also do our part there, so people can bring in their appliances, $20 per appliance, and we'll recycle them for you.
So just to ask you about the business model on that, are you able to take like an old stove someone brings in that's 15 years old and they pay you a $20 recycle? You can take that apart, and then does Better Futures Minnesota have a resource that they can then sell to as the metal or something? Does it create value for you if someone brings their stove here?
Yes,
in addition to the $20 recycling fee that they would pay to the county or something else, that turns into an income stream.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
See, that's really smart for people who are thinking about it. I'm sure somebody's in their kitchen right now, or they're thinking about redoing their bathroom, and they're like, I'd love to take that vanity out, but it seems like it's pretty good. What am I going to do with it?
Exactly.
Now, should they be bringing that over here on Saturday when they come to the open house, or should they schedule a time?
Schedule a time, because we're gonna be busy selling. So, but actually, you know, Saturday will work. And the probably the best channel for that, or the process for that, would be a lot of times would be to call first.
Okay.
So we could talk through what is being donated.
Okay. Do you have the phone number right now off the top of your head that they can?
I knew you were going to do that to me.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll give it to people in a minute. And when they come, they should look up Better Futures Minnesota online. Come over here to the warehouse. We're
correct.
Right off of
26th and Minnehaha.
26th and Minnehaha.
2620 Minnehaha Avenue South.
A little industrial area over here, kind of fun. And off of Minnehaha and Lake Street,
correct.
Sort of on the east side of
Hiawatha,
east side of Minnehaha. Yep. There's some kind of a special deal when they come a week from tomorrow to the open house if they buy something that day and they talk about AM 950.
Correct. So when you come down, let us know that you heard us on the radio, and you will get 50% off of your purchase just for mentioning AM 950 and you heard us on the radio today.
Yeah, that's great. So, hey, mark that down in your calendars all. If you're thinking about picking up something, or you're looking around, or you just get in here and you fall in love with the mission of Better Futures, or you fall in love with an old stove or a clawfoot tub.
Sexy clawfoot tub, yes.
Any of that, you're going to go home with that 50% off. I might just come and sit in that in that tub and try to keep people from buying it out from under me. All right, Jason, hey, this is really great. We're going to hear from Alex here after the break, and he's going to tell us about how they go about taking apart a house and more of that stewardship, like helping people find employment, helping people find places for those products, and also contributing to the benefit of the environment.
Good, yeah.
Really great work you're doing. This is Better Futures Minnesota. Right now, if you're near your phone or your computer, or if you're watching online on the live stream, click on now and go take a look at betterfuturesminnesota.org. And this is Doug Padgett. We'll be back here on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee after the break.
This is Art Beat for the week. I am Elizabeth Horeb, co-host of Connections Radio, and today I'll be letting you in on a major arts event happening in Northeast Minneapolis this weekend. Today through Sunday, NEMA presents the 24th annual Art A Whirl. Art A Whirl is the largest open studio tour in the country, happening annually throughout Northeast Minneapolis the third weekend of May. View artwork of nearly 800 artists in every medium at more than 60 locations, including studio buildings, art galleries, homes, storefronts, and local businesses. The artists' open studio tours may include demonstrations, mini workshops, installations, and special exhibitions. Studio tours offer a great opportunity to ask questions, discuss techniques, experience art firsthand, and purchase unique artwork directly from the artists who make our community so vibrant. The Northeast Minneapolis Arts Association, NEMA, is a 501c3 nonprofit arts organization that powers an equitable and prosperous creative community that celebrates Northeast Minneapolis. NEMA is perhaps best known for its Art a Whirl Open Gallery and Artist Studio Tour, which attracts 40,000 visitors. NEMA has nearly 1,000 members, including artists, businesses, donors, art patrons, neighborhood groups, nonprofits, and individuals. NEMA is run largely by artists, is governed by an all-volunteer board of directors, and led by their executive director. This event is free and open to the public. It runs this evening from 5 to 10 p.m., Saturday from noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 5. For more information, go to NEMA.org. That's NEMAA.org. That's Art Beat for the week. I'm Elizabeth Horeb, co-host of Connections Radio, airing live Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Buy your new grill this weekend from Warner Stellion and get free assembly, free delivery, free haul away, 18 months interest-free financing, and three free products from No Name Meats and Seafood. Don't miss Grill Expo this weekend, only at Warner Stellion.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Spring Fever Sale, where you can save $1,700 or more on a new furnace and AC combo throughout May. We all love being outside in spring, but we have to come in sooner or later, hopefully later. And Standard will make sure you're ready. So find out more about Standard's Spring Fever Sale and how you can save $1,700 or more today at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Minnesotans want a path to 100% clean energy. It will help our communities prosper with jobs and clean air and water. Legislators need to act now before time runs out. Paid for by Conservation Minnesota Voter Center.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for showers and storms tonight with a low around 45. Saturday, rain with a high near 50. Sunday, more rain with a high near 48. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high around 63. Did you know that 80% of homes need help with air sealing and insulation? The Green Home Doctor will work with you to make your home less leaky and more comfortable in both the winter and summer. They use special equipment to test your airflow and make your home more comfortable. So stay cool this summer with the Green Home Doctors. Visit greenhomedr.com.
This is Jennifer Ogren, account executive at AM 950, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Yeah, you're listening to the Repartee, Doug Padgett. And I'm over here at the building, office building and warehouse of Better Futures Minnesota. They do really great work. You've been hearing about it all hour. We want you to come back over here a week from tomorrow on Saturday for the big open house and say AM 950. That's where you heard about it. And you're going to save a bunch of money on some of the things you're going to buy. One of the exciting programs they have, which Jason and I alluded to, is that they have a deconstruction process where they take apart houses and then recycle what's in the houses. So I recorded a conversation just a few minutes ago with Alex, and you're going to hear that conversation now. It's super exciting. I think you're all going to be thrilled about it. So here's Alex from Better Futures Minnesota. All right, so now I'm talking with Alex Baldwin.
Yes, sir.
Alex, yep. You work here at Better Futures Minnesota, and you're on the side of the business that deconstructs houses.
Correct.
I had never heard of deconstruction as an enterprise or as a business. Tell us why you go about deconstructing houses.
For sure. So it's a relatively new industry. Instead of just bulldozing a house and having it end up in a landfill, obviously people are more environmentally conscious. They're more focused on reuse. And there is so many tons of building materials that just get thrown out. And those they are perfectly able to be reused.
Okay, so somebody's, I live in Edina, and
sure.
they're tearing down houses all over, you know, houses from, I don't know, the turn of the century or the 30s or 40s, something like that. What you all do is help people think about how to not just landfill that entire house.
Yep.
Because that happens, seems to be really cheap to just landfill a house. On my street, we all talked about how in the morning at 8 o'clock, there was a house sitting there, and by 2:30 in the afternoon, it was gone.
Yes.
Like they ripped the roof off and they put it into dump trucks and they just hauled it away. And there was everything still in the house. It was unbelievable. When they ripped the roof off, we looked in and could see the cabinets and cupboards were still full of food. Like the people, the house was done, so they just left it all there. That's not, you're trying to respond specifically to that.
For sure. Yep. So, I mean, there are, once you check out our warehouse, there is a ton of reclaimed building materials that we have here for sale. But anything from pretty much all interior finishes, such as cabinetry, wood flooring, doors, bath fixtures, all of that can be reused and reclaimed as opposed to just being thrown away.
And you go, you have a team. I mean,
correct.
Part of the work you do with the men that we've heard about that you work with here. You have teams that go in and you meticulously take the house apart.
Yes. Yep.
Unscrewing the cabinets from the walls.
Correct. Yep. So the primary difference between deconstruction and demolition is we're taking items off carefully, systematically, and with a full deconstruction where we're taking down the entire house, we're even saving the structural lumber. So we're pulling all the nails and screws out of that lumber so it can be reused.
Wow, incredible. When I was out in the warehouse, I saw big, long planks from like the 1860s or 1850s from some really old houses.
Yep.
So imagine all of the what's in the warehouse isn't that sort of vintage and old. There's things from the 20s and 30s and 40s. And
even 80s, 90s. There's a wide range of houses.
From the 1980s and the 1980s?
Yes, 1990s. What happens is that someone will buy a property and maybe they don't like it. Maybe they want to build their own idea of what their home is. So they will tear down the existing structure. So the house doesn't necessarily have to be old or in disrepair. We just recently did a condominium that, the kitchen appliances are 2011. So super recent, maybe they want to
update.
Is
that what I saw sitting out there in the warehouse?
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
It really is.
Stainless steel.
Yep.
Incredible. Big stove.
So Sub-Zero appliances, top of the line appliances, yeah. Commercial grade, cabinetry, all stainless steel. So.
And people are upgrading their spaces and they want to know what to do with it. So these partly come as a donation to Better Futures Minnesota?
Yep.
Is that
so
right? And then people buy them and you make the money off that exchange?
So we do charge for our labor to deconstruct a house. Typically, it's probably on par with what it costs to demolish a house. Mm-hmm. But because we're a nonprofit, all of those materials are viewed as a tax deduction. Are viewed as a donation. So all of it is tax deductible for the homeowner.
Wow.
So typically that tax deduction offsets our labor costs. So a lot of the times either the homeowner, ends up even or even ahead in terms of the value of those materials.
I think that's incredible. I mean, this is the kind of thing that I hope listeners and others just even know about, even if they're not going to take down their own house, just to know and talk about it, that's an option that people
for
can
sure.
do. Because there's a lot of good that comes from all the work that Better Futures Minnesota does.
For sure. So there is a financial benefit to the homeowner in terms of deconstruction with that tax deduction. The two other benefits that I like to talk about are obviously the environmental aspect. We're saving hundreds of tons of building materials that would otherwise end up in a landfill. And then there's the social aspect. The men that we employ As the listeners know, have either recently been incarcerated or otherwise need a fresh start for whatever reasons. And a lot of what we do is providing them job training, skills, and certifications that they can take on to future employment.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So
the event that's happening a week from tomorrow, a week from Saturday, Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
I think that's when it is, right?
Uh-huh.
I think that's the day. People can come and be in the warehouse and see what you've reclaimed. They can buy things. They can be around. Will you or others be around who will talk about the process and what's going on? So people that are just interested, you know, there's a lot of people who's just the social benefit of helping the men who have been previously incarcerated, but also the social benefit of helping the just the environment by taking these houses apart seems like, I don't know, people who talk about this and don't know that this exists just feel like this is something that I wish happened in the world, right? And then they're going to find out there's people here like you and others and your teams.
It's literally what I call a win-win-win, because the only drawback to deconstruction is that it takes a little bit longer. Obviously, you were just talking about the house in Edina where it was there at 8 a.m. And by the end of the day, it was gone.
Yeah.
Because we are doing deconstruction in a systematic manner and careful manner, it does take slightly longer than just demolishing a house.
Sure.
But it's well worth it.
Now, are you working with developers and people who are building new houses? And that is that how you're trying to get into the system, or how do you access?
So we've been doing deconstruction for, I want to say, between 8 to 10 years.
Really?
And yep. So we have some great relationship with local builders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that much of a secret, deconstruction.
I just don't know about it. It's not a secret.
It's a public secret. It's definitely becoming more widespread, especially in Minnesota, where if you go on the West or East Coast, a lot more people know about deconstruction.
Right. I guess I knew that these happened on like really high-end older houses that sort of had a historic sensibility
sure.
to them. I didn't really, though, have a sense that it could happen on houses that weren't so architecturally unique, as you might say.
For sure. And I mean, with reclaimed lumber specifically, obviously we're not letting trees grow as long as we used to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the lumber going into new houses is new growth,
mm-hmm.
where a house, like you saw in our warehouse, that was built in 1856 and one of the first houses built in Minnesota, utilized lumber that you can't buy anymore.
Right, right.
You really can't find anymore unless you're salvaging it. So, and in fact, reclaimed lumber is actually quite popular for the people who come into our warehouse.
And they might buy it not only for future building projects, but for lots of things.
For sure. With
for
the reclaimed
accent work and houses and stuff.
Yeah. With the reclaimed lumber, a lot of people are just incorporating it into projects that need that rustic look. We get a lot of artists, people from the maker community,
mm-hmm.
and DIYers in our warehouse.
Yeah.
So it definitely has a lot of character that you really can't buy at a Home Depot or Menards.
All right, so I'm going to tease out a promise that maybe you know some great stories of finding something in old houses as you're deconstructing them, that if people come to the big event on the Saturday Memorial Day, they can meet you and hear some of those stories.
For sure.
Can we just float that out there? That's a possibility?
Definitely. We've made some very neat and very interesting finds.
I would imagine. Okay,
sure.
Alex, thanks so much.
Yep,
appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Yeah, I sure hope you're excited. All are excited about this. I think it's really going to be great. You can head over to betterfuturesminnesota.com and you can see what they do. You can see the warehouse. By the way, I know we're saying warehouse and all, and it is. It's a big warehouse, right? There's no doubt. I was just in it, but it's really clean. It's really well organized. It feels much better than being in a Home Depot for that matter. It's a lovely experience to be here. So if you're at all thinking that this would make sense for you to find your way over on next Saturday, week from Saturday, that's Memorial Day weekend Saturday. I think it could be a real fun outing for people who are making their own products or looking to buy a stove or light fixtures or any of that, or if you have something to donate. But frankly, just get over here on that Saturday and meet Jason, meet Alex, meet some of the guys that work here, the people that work around the facility, and it's really great. Hey, and Jim, I see you've got a question. If you hold on here over the break, we'll come back and grab that question from you right here over the break, and we'll be back with Jason and a question from Jim in St. Louis Park here on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950.
This is David the Trucker, and we're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Reparty, because that's what we do here. Celebrate all things progressive.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Looking to experience the Northwoods and Boundary Waters? Big Bear Lodge is the perfect choice. May and June are a perfect time to spot some moose as well as have great fishing. Mention AM950 during May and you'll receive 10% off when you book the Dakota Cabin. A cozy cabin perfect for couples or a single person looking to unplug and unwind. Find out more about this great getaway and see their authentic modern woodsy cabins at BigBearLodgeMN.com. That's BigBearLodgeMN.com.
On Tuesday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m., Temple Israel in Minneapolis invites you to join them for Voices 2019, their premier annual event. This year's voices will be Anna Navarro and Van Jones. Anna Navarro is a well-known Republican strategist, political analyst, and contributor to CNN and ABC's The View. And Van Jones is an activist, author, CNN political contributor, and host of CNN's Van Jones Show. This event will be moderated by Barack Obama-appointed ambassador to Morocco, Sam Kaplan. All are encouraged and welcome to attend this intriguing dialogue. General admission tickets are $50, and doors for general admission open at 7 p.m. Sponsorship opportunities are available for a private reception and dinner with the speakers prior to the program. Purchase a silver sponsorship to savor wine and hors d'oeuvres, or a gold sponsorship to enjoy wine and dinner with Anna and Van. Sponsorships start at just $500. Tuesday, May 21st is approaching quickly, and the event is selling out fast. Call and secure your seats today at 612-374-0342. Visit templeisrael.com/benefit for more information.
We at Total Dog Company are hands-on dog lovers. We are involved in the care of all aspects of our dogs. The same kind of hands-on care is found in Canadate brand pet foods. From growing increasing amounts of the ingredients in their foods to cooking their recipes in their own cookery, Canadate is a small, independent company that focuses on the hands-on attention to quality, same as Total Dog Company. Find Total Dog in New Hope right off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Hi, this is Laura with Food Freedom Radio, and you're listening to the Repartee. Now, what is Repartee? I don't know. You're going to have to figure it out. It's 4 o'clock. Time to figure it out.
Hey, all, welcome back. Hey, happy Friday to you all, by the way, going into this summer start of the year. Really, I think the week that precedes Memorial Day weekend, you can get a jump start on the summer and tell yourself that it's summer already. And you might have noticed during the break there that we invited you not only to go to Temple Israel on Tuesday night for the conversation, but also get over here to Better Futures Minnesota's warehouse and see the reuse warehouse, meet some of the people that are around, and all the rest. And you can get to all this again at betterfuturesminnesota.com.
Correct.
I know I said .org a minute ago, but it's .com, and you probably figured that out if you typed in .org. But it's at .com. Come over, Jason. While you were stepping out or listening to the conversation with Alex, I was saying, hey, I know we're calling it a warehouse, and it is, mm-hmm. but it's really quite lovely out there. Like, it's well put together. It's well lit. It doesn't feel like you're in, you're scrounging around through a warehouse that's gonna stress you out. I've been in a lot of those places.
Right,
where they're selling
right.
old stuff, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't find anything. It's really well put together. You've done some remodel out here.
Yes,
even.
Yes. And so I'm glad you brought that up, because that is something near and dear to me. So I've been with Better Futures. It'll be a year in June, And so one of the things that I was tasked with when I came on board was making the warehouse space more shopper friendly, more shoppable, if you will.
Yeah.
And so it's been a nice progressive piece for us. We just, as you mentioned, we did a remodel. So we knocked down some walls, we expanded the footprint of the warehouse. We have it set up by department. It's amazing to see the reaction of our regular customers who haven't been here for a while. When they come in, they're like, "What's going on around here? What'd you guys do?" Yeah. And so it is one of those things where, for me, I'm the kind of shopper. I like to go places and know exactly what I'm looking for, go right to it, and get out.
Yeah.
But there's others who like to just kind of walk around and have the shopping experience be, or you know, just kind of organic, and just kind of evolves into
like
what it is.
Like you're at a Walgreens.
Yeah, and so, so we have a little bit of that. So there are people here. So we've maintained a little of that
discovery.
Discovery. Yeah. I like that. That's far better. That's a far better adjective than I was going to come up with. But yes, so we left some of that discovery element, so people are able to come in here and find treasures and unexpected goodies that they did not anticipate walking out with. And we also have it set up so if you want to come in specifically for a refrigerator, you know exactly where to go, and you can find the refrigerator that you need.
Hey, Jim, as I mentioned, has a question for you about wood on a deck. Hey, Jim in St. Louis Park.
Hi, I stripped the wood off my deck and put new decking down. But I put all the decking on a pile in my backyard, and it's cedar, and it's like about 40 years old. And I was just wondering if there's any kind of market for that, if anybody would want that for like a basement or something like that, or, you know, I don't know, framing or something like that. Hello?
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Thanks. We're just having to do this remotely, so we got a little bit of a pause in there. But that's a great question. What can a guy with some cedar in his backyard do?
So, Jim, definitely there's a market for that. There's a couple of things you could do. The first thing off the top of my head would be to donate that lumber to Better Futures Reuse Warehouse and help you.
There you go, Jim.
Help that cedar planking find a new home. If you were to donate it, the only thing that we would need is for the lumber to be denailed.
I see.
But yes, but if you didn't want to donate it and you wanted to sell it on your own, definitely there's probably a market for it. Someone could find use for that lumber.
Yeah. So Jim, maybe make your way over here on Saturday a week from tomorrow if you can, and ask around and see who's here, and you'll get a vision for it. I sort of, Jim, encourage people to do, if they have questions like you do, the same way. Once you're over here, you start to think, oh, maybe that stuff I have in my house or those things I'm looking at, maybe they are valuable to someone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it would be something, it's totally visual. It's not structurally sound, for texture or whatever. You had mentioned Temple Israel. I went there a week ago Thursday for, they had iftar, and it was about Islamophobia and anti-Semitism, and it's a great institution. Really like that synagogue.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate your vote of confidence in that, and thanks for being part of that event. All right, so Jason, people are going to make their way over here on next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. Are you open all week long? Like, I know you're open right now. It's business hours. We're here between 4:00 and 5:00.
But, correct.
What time could somebody, if they weren't coming just for Saturday, but if they were coming to shop the warehouse or they were coming to just see what you have here?
Yes. So, great question. So, our warehouse hours. Keep up, people. It's kind of interesting here. So,
all right.
On Monday, we're open from 12 to 4, and our pickup and receiving is open until 3. So if you buy something that's large, we can help load it up until 3:00, or we'll accept donations up until 3:00. And then Tuesday through Friday, we are open from 10:00 until 6:00, with pickup and receiving closing at 5. I'm sorry, did I say Tuesday through Thursday?
I think you did.
I think I need to say Tuesday through Friday. Tuesday through Friday is 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. with pickup and receiving closing at 5. And then on Saturday, we are open from 9 until 4 with pickup and receiving closing at 3 o'clock.
And a week from tomorrow, a week from Saturday at this event, what time is that running?
It'll be the same hours. It'll be from 9 until we close at 4 o'clock.
We're going
to
have 4?
Yes. So in addition to mentioning AM 950 and listening to us on the radio today, getting you 50% off of your purchase, we will also be doing hourly giveaways. So we're going to make this a fun event.
Great.
We may even get the grill out and put some hot dogs or something on it. So yes, we'll make this a worthwhile event to come down.
It'll be hopping.
Yes.
It's definitely worth making your way over here. And also asking around, will there be some people here talking about the program itself, or is it primarily going to be a shopping and
it's primarily going to be a shopping experience.
Okay.
Yes. Because the people that handle working the model, that's a 9-to-5. So on Saturdays, it's strictly retail.
I see. It's strictly retail. And so again, folks, if you're thinking about a Saturday activity, if you want to connect into something that's really going to do some good in the world, and Better Futures Minnesota, you've been hearing about it on the radio station for all these years. We wanted to put an extra focus on it today, so you'd really understand what they do, and to know that in some ways, if you have something in your house, remodeling a stove, something you're going to get rid of, or something you want, you need some lumber, you have a project going on, you need a stove for somewhere, there's a lot of options for what you can do with those things and how you can get that. That's no doubt. But for people that listen to this station and to this show on the internet, they know that they want things to be as meaningful as possible. If you can figure out how to make meaning out of regular parts of your life, that's so much better than trying to just do a separate project that can become that's meant to be meaningful.
And that's the beauty of Better Futures Reuse Warehouse, because what we do here it touches strings and pull strings for different reasons. There are people who strictly shop here because they want to support what we do with the men that we serve here. There are people who shop here strictly because they, want to make a better impact on the environment. There are people who are here because they want to save money. So we can help you find meaning here.
And find that hard to find piece of lumber or light fixture.
Yes.
All those things. So whatever is going to motivate you next Saturday and all the days in between, 9 to 4, a week from tomorrow, on Saturday, Memorial Day Saturday, make your way over to Better Futures Minnesota. And have a great weekend all from the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at am950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.